Well, good day, people. Now, here's a not a very unusual story. Happens every day. Now, as we know, the pheromones are saturated the educational system, and there was a big push to remove males and put pheromones in, even though the educational system was already 85% pheromones. But this is a school superintendent. Well, she was. And apparently her daughter was voted the most valuable player on the softball team. All pheromones, of course. And when she got up to receive her award, this superintendent thought that her teammates didn't clap loud enough. Yes, that's right. Very important stuff here. So then she started a 10-month revenge campaign against these 10 softball players, all pheromones. You see, this is what pheromones do when they're in a position of authority. They make things personal. Anyway, one of the students did complain to somebody else that they started to investigate, but it took a while to find out the truth. But this is typical of pheromones, a to-do about nothing, right? All because they didn't clap loud enough for her. And how did she get the most valuable player in the first place? Was that rigged as well? Anyway, she was fired immediately after the 10-month campaign was found out to be true. You see, the trouble is with pheromones in authority positions is they think they are a law to themselves. I know this isn't much of a story, guys. I'll put a link to it down below. But it does show the true nature of pheromones again, doesn't it? They have no qualms about abusing their power and position. And generally all for personal gains. Then take, for instance, she's the head honcho on the building site. And her daughter's working on the building site. And she asks a guy what he thinks of her daughter.
Well, hello, Tom. Working hard as usual.
That's why I get paid, see?
Tom, you know my daughter's working on the site. She's been on here about a week. What do you think of her performance?
Well, generally she's a lazy cow. She doesn't listen to any advice. She takes twice as long at lunch than everybody else does. And she's a spoiled, obnoxious brat.
Oh, I see, Tom. Well, your services will no longer be required on this building site. You're fired.
Great, because this building site turned into a completely unproductive prison camp since you took over.
Misogyny! Misogyny!
Was it something I said?
And it doesn't matter that he's the best worker and the best producer on the building site, because the pheromone forgets all that and makes it personal, whatever position they seem to be in. And of course, the reason why pheromones are in the educational system so heavily, get them while they're young. Anyway, this pheromone got found out, but there's so many more that haven't. But think about it, guys, all because they didn't clap loud enough. Ah, superficial pheromones, right? Take it easy.